Okay. We left off last time. I just said I would deal with two interesting Rambams in Hilchos Kelim. The Rambam in our Gemara. Clearly, what was the upshot of the Mishnah Kelim quoted in our Gemara? That a chitza is not matzel ba'aver kli cheres, and likewise that a broken kaveris, right, even if you stuff it with straw, is not matzel ba'aver kli cheres. That was exceedingly clear. The Rambam, the 14th Perek of Kelim, brings down a lot of these halachas, and he has a... significant machlokas with the Ravid here. The question is, what order should we go in? I'll go in the order of the Rambam. First, the question is, how big of a hole, right, does a kli have to be in order for it to not be matzel ba'avri kli cheres? Right? How big of a hole? So here we have a bit of a machlokas. One thing is very clear. If you want to talk about how big of a hole, if you're talking about taking away the shem kli for Kabbalah's Tumah, let's say you want to know nothing to do with kli cheres. You want to know just how broken does the kli have to be so it's not makabel tuma anymore, right? What?
So it's not useful.
So it's not okay, but how broken does it have to be so it's not useful? How big of a hole, right? So here it's very clear. This is all over Maseches Kelim. If you're talking about kli cheres, then if it's lamashkin, if it's meant for mashkin, it's good kones mashka, enough that mashka could seep in the hole. If it's laochlin, then it's kimotzi zaitin. And if you're talking about a kli shetef, right, that's not a kli cheres, then the halach is also very clear. It is kimotzi rimonim. Right, since it's more chashuv, as long as it can hold even rimonim, then it's a kli. That's very clear. Neither the Rambam nor the Ravid says that. The inyan, tok tok, right? And how about, what's the shear of breaking a kli? To not... Matzil the Aver Klicheres. So says the Rambam, based on Sifra, the Kesemisha points out, and the Ruchayim deals a great length with trying to write it, wrote a parish on the Sifra, and clearly knew the Sifra very well. Did not think the Sifra meant this. He says, Lamashkin, Kikonis Mashke, Leochlin, Kimotzi Zesen. But a Klishetef, is Kimotzi Zesim. That's the Rambam in Yud Daled Tes. Says, Amhoya, Kli Cheres, etc. Hoysa, Kaveres, Okuba, Chim Zesim, Nikuvim. Ein Matzil, Mahoya, Shur, Socham, Shoshana, Aver, Kli Cheres, Vimhoya, Ochlan, Maskin, etc. Kami Yahanekev. Vimhoya, Kli Shetef, Motzi Zesim. Vimhoya, Kli Cheres, also the Ochlan, Shur, Kzesim, also the Maskin, Shur, Konis, Maskin. Okay, so he's differentiating kli shetef and kli cheres, and the Ravid disagrees. Says the Ravid, he says, no, across the board it's the same. If it's also the Oakland, he says there's no difference in kli shetef and kli cheres. Why say the Rambam? He says, if you want to use the regular rules of chalo shem kli, then you should have said kimotzi rimonim, but you didn't. Right? So obviously what we're dealing with here is not the rules of when it's a kli, when it's not a kli. It's just the rules of what hole is big enough to let the toma in, and what hole is not big enough to let the toma in. So says the Ravid, once we're just dealing with the shear of holes, we're not dealing with the chalos of the kli. We're dealing with the shear of the nekev. Once we're dealing with the shear of the nekev, then what's the difference between a klishetra for a klicheris? We're not asking whether it's a makabel tumah. We're asking whether it's a big enough hole. You know, I don't know, in ohalos, do we say that, right, how big does a hole in the wall have to be to let the tumah in a building? A tefach by a tefach. Does it make a difference if the wall is concrete or wood or plywood or drywall? No. So says the Ravid, what's the principle? Principle is that there's a universal shear of letting in tumah. And therefore it has nothing to do with what it is, because we're not asking whether it's a kli. We're asking whether the tumah goes in. Right? Meaning, the issue is not whether it's a proper kli, but whether the tumah can get in. And therefore, it makes no difference between klishetaf and klicheris here, the shear is kikonis mashka or kamotzizisa. Then, of course, someone could easily ask, if someone wanted to, if it's an objective shear of letting the tumah in, so why does it depend if the kli was intended for liquids or intended for solids? An objective kli, you should just say, this is the size that lets tumah in, whatever size lets tumah in. So that's a little tricky. So I might say, maybe it's a universal shear of letting in tumah, and in which case, so if it's a universal shear of letting in tumah, why isn't it an objective shear? Call it kamotzi zesim, or call it konis mashka, or call it anything else you want. So you could say that, no, it means a nekev that is significant. And therefore, what makes a nekev significant if it lets in whatever you normally keep there? After all, we know even in olos, right? The shear to let, how big a window has to be to let tumah in from one house to the next, depends on what that window's for, right? If that window's for light, then it's a very small shear. If it's for passing things through, it's a slightly bigger shear. If it happened by accident, it's a bigger shear. So you could say it's a universal shear of letting in tumah, and the shear is, and but the shear, let's say a little better, it's a universal shear, but shear is contextual, it is basically letting through whatever is normally kept there. So you have to say it's an objective shear, but the objective shear doesn't make a difference if it's shetaf or cheres, but it does make a difference if you usually keep liquids or solids there, because it's just letting through whatever you normally keep there. Morty?
But getting back to like what I said before, that it's a matter of whether it's a useful kli. What if you have in a place that they use a kli cheres for carrying grain? And if you have a very small hole, it's not good anymore. I mean, it's very subjective.
Okay.
It's not... I can't see where there's a philosophical difference in the shiurim here. It's a practical difference.
Right, so obviously you have to say why differentiate between liquids and solids and not between grain and cucumbers. So ultimately, at a certain point, we're just going to have to say we have our categories and we define our categories that way. Especially in Tumah V'Tahara, liquids and solids are different categories, right? They're different rules. Grain and cucumbers... Mitzat Tumah V'Tahara, a grain of wheat and a cucumber are the same thing. But a cucumber and a drop of water are not the same thing. So, meaning in a way, I also thought maybe you could say that there's not a universal shear of letting in Tumah. Or, you could say very easily, the shear is not a shear of letting in Tumah. This goes back to Rashi and Tosfos. Or, you could say, it's a shear of not having a toch. It's not a shear of letting, it's a shear being vatal the toch. What's mevatel the toch? Now it's a lot easier. When it can't hold what it's supposed to hold, that's not a toch. You will ask me, but it says letting in mashke, not letting out mashke. Let's assume that that difference is technical, and therefore it makes sense. Now, right, it's nicha ha'asui l'mashkin ein lo toch chashuv em eino machzik mashkin. And asui la'ochlin ein lo toch im eino machzik ochlin, and we're going to ignore Morty's point. What? There's big ochlin, small ochlin. Let's just assume we make a standard ochlin called a zayas, which is not crazy because everything else in ochlin depends on a zayas also. Okay, so this you can take two from relation to the Ravid. The Ravid says across the board it doesn't make a difference what kind of kli it is. But it does make a difference. It does make a difference what material the kli is. It does make a difference what the kli is meant to hold. So either you just say it's a shear of letting in tuma, and this would be inspired by the Rashi derech of Chotzeis Bnei Atuma. It's a shear of letting in tuma, in which case you just have to say it's a shear of letting in tuma depends on whether that shear is chashuv in its context, or you could say better, it's a shear of taking away the chaloshem toch. And then it makes sense. If it doesn't hold what it's supposed to hold, then it's not a real toch. If it's not a toch, then it's in the toch of the outside kli. The Rambam is obviously a little more complicated, because if it was just a shear of letting in tuma, it should be the same for cheres and shetef. And if it was just a shear of taking away the chaloshem toch, it should be the same for cheres and shetef. So the Rambam is a little more complicated. What can you say for the Rambam? So you can say for the Rambam, l'chora, one of two things for the Rambam. The more dachik way to explain the Rambam is that he's the same as the Ravid, but assumes that a kli shetef ha'asoy lamashkin, which gets a small hole, is automatically switched to asoy la'ochlin. You could say he's the same as the Ravid with an umdina. What's the umdina? A klicheris, if it breaks, you throw it out. Klishetev is expensive, as the Ravid himself says, letting you a couple of toma. You don't throw it out so easily. So a klishetev that you use for liquids, if it breaks, you're going to use it for solids. So really, it's the same thing. Also, the maskin is konish mashka, also the ochlin is kimotzi zesim, but practically it's kimotzi zesim, because if it's made for liquids and it gets a small hole that lets the liquid through, you'll automatically in umdina use it for solids from now on, because you don't want to throw out a klishetev, and therefore the shear is kimotzi zesim. Okay, that is an umdina. Or the other option is that you could say for the Rambam, there's beis dinim. You need two things in order to be matzel. Because there's a rule, this rule is unclear, there's a rule that ein matzel b'tok klicheres ela kelim. We don't need that, we know that rule, that's our Mishnah, right? It needs to be a kli. Now, does it need to be a whole kli? Or it can even be a broken kli? Not so clear if it needs to be a whole kli. But, pashas, you would say it needs to be like a real kli. Right? It needs to be a full kli. So then you could say very simple. It says that it needs to not have a hole like the Ravid, and it also needs to be a chalos kli. And just add one thing. I shouldn't say like the Ravid. Let's say it a little better. What are the two dinim? One din is a needs to be a chalos kli. It needs to be a kli. Because if it's not a kli, it's not matzel. Second din is that a hole kimotzi zesim lets in the tuma, or takes away the shame toch.
It also takes away the shame kli.
Only in a kli cheres, because in a kli shetef it doesn't take away the kli unless it's the size of a pomegranate. So now you say very pashut for the Rambam. You say this is din A. For a kli cheres, if it's broken koni smashke, it loses its shame kli. And if it's broken kmotzi zesim, it loses the shame kli. For kli cheres, you have din A, it loses the shame kli. But for kli shetef, it doesn't lose the shame kli unless it's kmotzi rimon. Then you have din B. Right, there's really tvei dinim for the Rambam. It needs to be a chaloshem kli, and it needs to not have a significant hole. By a kli cheres, even if it has a tiny hole, loses the same kli. And if it's multi zaysim, I'll say even better. By a kli cheres, then A, here it's puzzle for two reasons. Then A and B. Right? Meaning, by a kli cheres, if it's broken konis mashke, it doesn't have a big hole, but it's puzzled, it's not a kli. By a kli shet, if it's broken multi zaysim, it's still a shame kli, but it has a big hole. Taka by a kli cheres, that's broken multi zaysim, it's puzzled for two reasons. Number one, it's not a kli. And number two, it has a big hole that lets the Tumah through. But then it makes perfect sense, the Rambam. The Rambam's not so crazy. Again, all you have to assume is that, which is a reasonable assumption, that in order to be matzel from a kli cheres, it needs to be a proper kli that's mekabel Tumah, that's called a shem kli. If so, then it makes perfect sense. By a kli cheres, the salient factor is being a shem kli. Because it loses shem kli very easily. Once it loses shem kli, it's not matzel. By a klishetef, nah, until it has a whole size of a pomegranate, it still is a shame kli. But then another problem comes in. Even though it has a shame kli, if it has a hole this big, but it lets the Tumah in, and it's a problem because of letting the Tumah in. And maybe that's shot in the Rambam. In which case, it's funny, they both agree by klicheris, but for two different reasons. The Rambam says to the shame kli, and the Raivik, that's how he defines the size of a hole. Okay, I think everything I said here is, I don't think I said any chidushim. I think I just said very posh analysis of the Rambam and the Raivit. And I'm fairly, very confident that I'm correct. And I'm much more confident that I'm correct about this than the other Rambam and Korah sheet. So that's why I'll mention it. I'll spend time on this.
Could you also explain it? A kli shet of the metal is something you might want to fix. And it's easier to fix. Kli cheres, you can fix it. Mm-hmm. The whole difference could be, if you're going to fix it, does that mean it's fixed now or it's...
Right, well, that's the Raivit mentions, right? That it makes a difference if you're going to fix it or not.
And is it now fixed? If you're going to fix it, is it fixed? Or it's not fixed?
Right, but in which case, what you have to say is that if it's kamotzi zeisem, then you don't consider it fixed yet. But if it's kikones mashke, you do consider it fixed. But that's a funny thing to say. Like, you have to figure out why you would say that.
A lot of things, it's, you know, you talk about it's like it's done. That's your mashal, the peros on the tree. If they're, it says right. If they're picked already. I mean...
So we need a kli that also functions as a kli according to the Rambam. And according to the Rambam, we don't even need a kli the mice. We just need the functionality of Tocha. The second teretz, at least, which I find more.
Correct. I mean, the Rambam, maybe you don't, there's no nafkamina whether or not you need a kli. But l'chori you need a kli, because that's a halach you need a kli. Yeah, so under the Raivit you need, right? According to what you're pointing, the Raivit you also need a kli. That's just not relevant, practically. Okay, yeah.
What is this idea of the Tumah can get in or not? Like, Tumah has a certain size that...
Well, okay, so again, if you take this approach, then I'm not saying that. If you take this approach, I'm inspired by all those. After all, right, if you have two rooms and you close the doors and windows between the two rooms and there's a little hole between them, if the hole is a tefach, by a tefach, the Tumah gets in. If the hole is 0.99 tefachim, then it doesn't get in. So obviously there is such concept as Tumah getting in.
No, maybe that says it's not on the pizza because there's a hole there, so it's not till the shame of pizza.
Let me leave that as then a more klali question. You're right. Getting in is sort of funny. Like, is it like a mamad and like there's some gas in the air or something? And you're absolutely right. That's the big question. Oh, so are we talking about Tumah getting in, or are we just talking about defining separate tense versus combined tense? Nonetheless, I will say, whatever it is by Olos, that's what I mean here. And I will black box that for now.
So that's if it's a kli or not a kli. Just like you say there, is it a pizza or it's not a pizza?
I hear what you're saying. Unless, give me a second.
When we say second
you say
second.
There, no, there's something called, I hear what you're saying. If over there what you're doing is just defining a separate space, then that's really similar to what I'm saying here. So in which case, the difference, you're right. The difference might be more, if you look at it there as really blocking the Tumah, which, you know, we're not terribly attracted to. If you look at it there as I don't know about taking away the shame. If you're taking away the shame mechitza, even if you're taking away the shame mechitza, maybe that's the same as this. Or if you look at it there as just defining what's one space and what's two spaces. So here also, it's a shear of defining what's a combined space and what's separate spaces. Which is the simple passage there, it's a shear of what's the same space and what's separate spaces.
I mean, in Erevin, it's clear that those two are separate spaces. For Shabbos, it's
clear. Yeah,
I don't know. Why would it be different for Olos?
Olos is different than Erevin Bechlal. It doesn't matter.
I'm saying it should be different spaces and just a different question about whether the tumor gets in or not. Tumah goes out of a window. It doesn't mean that like the inside and the outside is the same space.
Maybe it does. Okay, so let's leave that as a question how to formulate it for now. We can discuss it privately a little later.
Can it just be that it's its own independent din of Torah and implying Torah?
Oh, that's what I'm saying here.
No, I know, but my point is, I mean, it has nothing to do with anything else. Like,
yeah, I think that's what I'm saying here. In which case, you wouldn't necessarily learn from this to other areas.
Right, it doesn't have to touch about anything else. It's its own interest.
Right, I think really a big nafkamina of this would be, would you extrapolate from here to the din of Tzamid Pasil, for example? Like, what if you had, not a klishetev, klishetev's not matzal b'tzamid pasil, but what if you had kliyavonim? Kliyavonim that are matzal b'tzamid pasil, what's the shear for the whole? Right, that's a fascinating question. Right? So would you say the same thing as here? Or would you say not? So I think that's really perhaps the nafgamina, right? Maybe. Maybe the nafgamina would be if this is a specific din of toch, then it would, again, I'm not talking about klicheris for tzemet pasil, because klicheris clearly this year is this, because then it loses shame kli, and that's very clear. I'm not talking about the klishetev, because there is no din of tzemet pasil. But let's say kli avonah for tzemet pasil, would the Raman write it of the same achokas? They don't talk about it ever. Anywhere in the Mishnah Torah. So if there's a unique getter of toch, maybe not. If there's a general din of blocking tuma, then maybe yes, and I agree, and we'll leave that for now. I'll just point out, there's another funny Rambam, that here, it's not clear if anyone argues. The Evan Uzzel assumes that the Rash argues, just because the Rambam is based on the Tosefta, and the Rash Mishans interpret that Tosefta differently. Doesn't prove that he argues, just because he interprets the Tosefta differently. It just could be, it's our sort of very stam kind of Tosefta, which is open to interpretation. You know, sometimes you would only interpret something differently because you disagree. Other times, the thing's just so vague that who knows how you would interpret it. Anyway, the Rambam, later on in the Perek, I'll just point out, has a very fascinating Chiddush, and then we'll go back to Kadshim. But you can't resist these Rambams. The Rambam, and that first Rambam, I don't think there's room to argue on the formulation of the analysis, but I think the analysis is fairly straightforward. The Rambam has an interesting question. Right after he brings Arjun, the Kaveris Pechusa, says, Achemes v'akfisha shenifchatu b'motzi rimon, afisha batlu mitoris kli. Something that has a hole the size of a rimon. It's for sure not a kli, right? Hole the size of a rimon, for sure not a kli. Harel matzil m'din klicheris. They do save you in a klicheris. How could that be? How could they save food in a klicheris? V'hushia p'chas l'malof, the hole misfas klicheris. The hole is outside. What's the Rambam saying? In Halacha Yud Aleph Yudet, he's saying a tremendous Chiddush. He's saying Halacha Yud Aleph equals our case of Kaveret is when you have a Klicheres, and inside it you have a Kaveret with a hole in it, and that hole is stuffed with straw. Right? And that is Eino Matzel. That's the case of our Gemara, the Mishnah in the beginning of the Parak of Ketel. Halacha Yudbet of the Rambam is a case that's not mafurish anywhere. There's a Tosefta that says that this case is matzo. Doesn't say anything about what, when, why, or more precisely where. The Rambam, on his own, figures this out. He says, if you have this case, similar case, almost the same case, a kli with a big hole in it, a hole kemotzi rimo. So mamish takes away the shame kli. And even if you don't stuff it up, it's matzel. Why is it matzel? Because the hole is outside. What's inside? Hole is a very hard word. The nekev is outside. What's inside is shalim. Is hole. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. This is the Chiddush of the Rambam. It's not Mefurish anywhere. Basically, there's this weird Tosefta that says, even though there's a big hole, it saves. No one knows what it means. So the Rosh Hashan says, it means there's a big hole, and you cemented it shut. Okay, that's a different story. The Rambam says, it's a big hole, and it must be that it's outside. But again, this is all the Rambam's personal logic. This is the Chiddush of the Rambam, that even though there's a big hole, and what's his Chiddush? Even though this is Batal Mitoras Kli. Batal Mitoras Kli, it still saves. That's a big Chiddush of the Rambam.
Maybe it's not Batal Mitoras Kli. Just kind of cut off the top.
The problem is the Rambam says it is Batal Mitoras Kli. That's what I would have said. I would have just said, from here we learn that even something in the hole, if the hole's on the top, it's not Batal Mitoras Kli because you could just use the bottom. But what did the Rambam say? The Rambam says, "Avo pisha batlo mitoras kli."
It's still
toch, but it's not a kli.
Avo pisha zechor sheb'derech la'mevatel
b'tzoras. Okay, that's if you're comfortable with it reading of the Rambam, then you can sleep very easily. But I'm not so convinced. So here it's a little tricky, right?
Yeah,
why is it matzil? If it's not a kli, so basically, Jonathan wants to say it is a kli. I would love to say that, but the Rambam really doesn't sound that way. Afli shabatlo mitoras kli. You're saying b'derek klal. That's you see if you're comfortable with it. I would say either one of two reasons. One, Derek, I would say the only problem is it's so sir, what I said here. So then, you know, meaning this is. The answer I'd like to each of these Rambams is so sir each other. So you can only give, I think. But one answer you could say is that, that doesn't really need to be a kli. Maybe you don't need a full kli to be matzo. Against what we've been thinking until now, and we said in the other Rambam, you don't need a full kli to be matzo. You just need to have a proper toch inside. Meaning, if the hole is inside, then you don't have a proper toch. Or let's in the Torah. Don't need a full kli to be matzo. Just need to block the tumah. No, I say better. It's not that you don't need a kli to be matzah. We all know mechitza is not matzah, right? But when it comes to tamid pasil, even a kli that's not mekabel tumah is matzah tamid pasil. Even gomei kli matros, unfinished kli matros, and even nesarim, even work, finished boards of wood. Clearly, there's kli lekabel tumah, and there's being a kli as opposed to a non kli. So maybe you could say a little better that. Even a kli with a hole retains a this is a big chiddush retains a shein kli even though but that's hard because the Rambam says but when we toras kli right then I'm going to be no better off than Jonathan and it's so sir everything okay. It's going to be very tricky. So either you say, this is very hard, maybe it's still a kli, just not a kli maaseh. Why do I use the phrase kli maaseh? Because in the Parshas, it's coming up soon, Parshas Matos, by Toma, we call it a kli maaseh. And now that's not in the context of Tumah Vatara. The Gemara learns that you need a kli maaseh. It's not a useful kli, but it's still a kli. And since it's still a kli, you can still be mafsik the Toma. And the problem here wasn't the lack of shein kli. It was that the Tumah gets in that hole or the hole's not the toch. But that's going to be very hard. That's going to be a chiddush. The other option is, or what John said, right, which is still going to be hard, which is maybe the bottom part is still a kli. The top part might not be kli, but the bottom part's still a kli. But that's also hard in the Lashon of the Rambam. These are both dochuk in the Lashon of the Rambam. The only other option I was thinking in the Lashon of the Rambam is, and this is a chiddush, is to say maybe this is not midin toch tocho. You're right, this is not a din of toch tocho, it's not a kli, but a different din. But rather, it's not midin toch tocho, but rather it's midin tzamid pasil. Now here it's going to be a little tricky. What I'm claiming is that within this airspace, it's totally sealed, right? Within this airspace, it's totally sealed. So maybe if it's totally sealed within the airspace, that's midin tzamid pasil, not midin toch tocho. And tzamid pasil clearly does not require a full kli, because even a board counts as tzamid pasil, even an unfinished metal kli counts as tzamid pasil. It's a big chiddush that you can have tzamid pasil by something that is open, but the Mishan Olos does say if you have a barrel and there's a kazayis, the Mishan Olos does have this case, you might recall from the ninth parak of Olos, if you have a barrel and you have a kazayis menames here, the tuma goes here, here, and here, but doesn't go into the chavis because it's blocked. What is it blocked by? Right? The chavis is not an ohel. The chavis is a kli. Right? L'chora is blocked by tzamid pasil. That even though it's not really sealed, since in the line of the tuma it's sealed, that's good enough. So, okay, but basically the Merkavis HaMishnah sort of hints at that. The Chazanish sort of hints at that maybe somewhere along the lines where Jonathan was going. It's a tricky Rambam.
Can you go the other route, that it's not a
kli
but does have a toch?
It's not a kli but does have a toch.
That's the right route.
And the problem, so what's the problem with this kaveres?
It's just the tumah gets in.
It's not that you need a kli, it's that you need a toch to be toch tocho. But our Gemara says it's a matter of mine and lav mine. So maybe mine doesn't mean a regular shame kli. Mine means something with a toch. Now, why doesn't this have a toch? Because of the kash. Meaning
the kash should be able to stop the tumor from getting in.
Yeah. It's still going to be a little tricky. Okay. Anyway, this is going to be a tricky one.
Rambam says Beit Kibul Dafka, so it's mashma that it's talking about toch.
That's clear. It's only something with a toch. The question is, does besides being a toch, how come this toch is not good enough, but this toch is good enough? If it's because this isn't a kli, this also isn't a kli. Unless you say it's because this.
Once it has a hole, it's not toch anymore, does it? Doesn't
even though the hole is stuffed with straw.
It doesn't contain it.
Even though the hole is stuffed with straw, that's not a. Since that's not a permanent solution. It's going to fall out soon enough. Not only is it porous, but it's weak. Maybe, let me just think for half a second. It gets a little tricky in another Rambam, and maybe you can say that as well. Okay, we'll leave this Rambam for now. I think if you say you don't need a real kli, then it works a lot easier. If you say you don't need a real kli, then it works a lot easier. You have to say, what's the difference between this and this? Here, the tuma. Yeah, but why does the kash not... Right, the problem is that if you have something with a... Okay, here, the Rambam in Yud, which I did not put on the Makoros, is a problem. Because the Rambam says, even if you close up the hole properly, then it only has a din of tzamid pasil and not a din of toch tocho. Meaning, what's the nafkamina? It saves, if the food is on the inside, it saves it. But if the sherit's on the inside, it doesn't save the outside. Tzamid pasil only saves the inside, it doesn't save the outside.
Isn't it in the wrong parent?
So, what? No, the Rambam puts tzamid pasil in Hilchos Kehilim Yud Daled as well. He says there's tzamid pasil for kli cheres as well as for ohel ha'meis, which makes me think that it's really, midin tzamid pasil. After all, yeah, the Rambam behalacha Yud doesn't say that it needs to be sealed on top. So it seems to me that within this airspace, tzamid pasil is good enough. I think I'm going to go with that pshat. Maybe this midin tzamid pasil, not midin toch tocho. And that's why the Rambam's Beduyak says the Rambam that, or is he? No, he's see, not Beduyak either way. Okay, we'll leave this. You can work on it yourself. I think maybe there's an odds of saying to be din tzomit pasil, especially since halacha yud was to be din tzomit pasil and not be din toch tocho. But, you know, if you want to say toch tocho doesn't require a kli, then you just have to explain this. So that's basically you're stuck. If you want to say toch tocho requires a full kli, you have to make this tzomit pasil. If you want to say toch tocho doesn't require a full kli, then why isn't this enough to block the, then why isn't this enough to block the toma? That's not so hard. You just think the straw is going to fall out and it's porous, but why isn't even a strong sealing enough to make it toch tocho? Okay, let's leave that and we'll go on to tomorrow. Okay, we're going to leave this round a little bit with Tzarchian. I have my pshat. You can go through the whole parak and find another pshat. Now we're going on, Rafi, when you get a chance, in Zvachim. Says the Gemara in Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, Minolan to be in Zvicha Lishma. How do we know, finally, right, we get to the classic question we're supposed to ask in every Mishnah, how do we know Lishma? Rashi actually interestingly asks on the side, what do you mean? Didn't we already mention the pasuk of Motzas Vasechet Shmor V'Yasisa Kashen Adarch L'Shem Kach Nedava? If you do it the right way, then it counts as a neder. And if not, it counts as a nedava. So doesn't that show you need Lishma? So Rashi answers and argues, Lo Mefarshi Be'Avodos. That just says you have to do it the right way. Just says you have to do it Lishma. But it doesn't say that you have to do Lishma during the Avodos. Maybe the Lishma has nothing to do with the time of doing the Avodos. Maybe the Lishma is, I don't know, when you show up in the Beis HaMikdash Lishma, maybe every moment you need, you know, it depends on Lishma. Maybe only when you're Makdash it needs to be Lishma. Who knows? We don't know what time you have to have Lishma. And therefore, we need to learn from our Sugya. The Girsan Rashi on the side, I have Nusat Acher in my March of the Gemara, says, Lo Mefarshi Be Avodos Lishma. And according to the Gerson on the side, what's the problem? Motzas v'secha tishmar v'yasisa. You should do the way you said. Where does that pasuk hint that it has to be lishma? It just means you should do it properly. How do you know properly means lishma? Maybe properly means you should put the dam in the right place. Right? Maybe properly means, you know, you should eat it properly. You should burn it properly. How do you know properly means lishma? That we need our sugya. Once our sugya teaches us that, is it in the Lishma? Then we can go back and say, well, that's what properly is, now put into Motzas Vasecha. So Rashi here seems to have two deos, as two, I mean, not two deos in Rashi, two yersos in Rashi, is that what we know, what did we know merely from Motza Sifasecha Vichuli? One Girsas Rashi is we knew Lishma, but not Bishas Avodos. We knew Lishma, but we didn't know when we had to have Lishma. The other Girsa in Rashi is that we knew you had to be makrid properly, but we had no idea what properly meant. But we didn't know Lishma. Here is just an interesting, what would you have said? If you only had the pasuk, Motzas Vasecha Tishmor V'Yasisa Kasher Nadarta L'Hashem Elokecha Nidava Asher Dibarta B'Ficha, would you have said we know Lishma, we just don't know at what moment Lishma is important? Or would you have said we don't know anything about Lishma, we just know you have to do things properly? Tashas, you would have said, which is probably why, you know, there's this Nusach Acher, you know, you never know, you have to go to the manuscripts and see what the Makor is, but that Nusach Acher is very attractive, because like, how we have known Lishma? What's the first Nusach Rashi? How we have known Lishma just from Motzos Vasecha Tishmor V'Yasisa? He doesn't tell us much in Daf Beis. Where does it say anything here about, about Lishma? Rashi says, Yikimoshe Nedarta, Sisha She'ovad Avodasel Lishma. How do we know anything about Lishma? The only thing I could think is that Rashi Lishitase, Rashi holds that, remember we mentioned, Machsheves Kachem, Lishmav Kachem is Bedibur. Right? Rashi and Tosfos are on the side of Dibur, as opposed to Machsheva. Maybe Rashi thinks it's a hint in the pasuk. I know what's the pshat in motzas vasecha tishmor v'yasisa. Motzas vasecha, when you promise with your mouth to bring a carbon, you say hare alai ola or something like that. That you have to keep. It's referring to the neder before you brought the carbon. But maybe Rashi thinks there's a hint in this pasuk. Motzas vasecha tishmor v'yasisa. You have to be shomer for osi your carbon b'motzas vasayim. Maybe there's a hint in the pasuk. You have to do the carbon with the right speech. And what does it mean to do the carbon with the right speech? Maybe it means l'shma. So maybe that's the difference between these two gersos of Rashi. Maybe this Rashi held. Maybe the drasha is according to this Rashi. Is Tishmor v'asisa b'motzas vasecha. You have to do it with saying it properly. In which case, we already know Lishma. We just don't know what moment you have to have Lishma, and that's the only thing we're missing. Well, according to this, then you would have to say that there's no special drasha from Motzas vasecha. I don't know the mucker for any of this. I'm just wondering how he would have known Lishma. I think, and then Rashi would well Lishitase, Motzas Vasecha Tishmor V'yasisa means you have to have Dibur. And what Dibur? Obviously Dibur Lishma. Because Rashi Lishma is Dibur, not Machshava. Okay, maybe that's shot in the first Nosach of Rashi. The second Nosach of Rashi doesn't have to make any assumptions. I'll just point out that
the general meaning of the word Lishma is Lishma, though, isn't it? Et hamatzos. I mean,
you're saying Shmira is a lashon of Lishma?
I thought that. I didn't think of that.
I don't know, there's a lot of other Lishmores in the Chumash, though. Okay, that's interesting. Maybe Shmir is Lishma. I mean, there's a lot of Shmirs besides Matzah, and none of them need Lishma. And there's a lot of Lishmas, and none of them say Shmira. But, I didn't think we got Lishma from Shmira. But maybe it's not a crazy idea. Maybe Shmir is a Lishma. Okay, we have to look into it more. I got the Shidim Gubetzes said something else. Says the Shidim Gubetzes. Yes, Rashi. Gersa Aleph, Rashi, Gersa Beis, Shita Mikubetzes, Sifkatna Aleph says, we knew you needed Dalet Avodos Lishma, even from Motzos Vasecha, we knew you needed Dalet Avodos Lishma. Then what was missing? Right? But, says the Shita Mikubetzes, but we thought, but it's enough to do most of the avodos lishma, even if one is shelo lishma. Right, that's what. And with the chiddush of our sugya is that even one avoda lishma passes. We knew you needed the generality of the avodas to be lishma, but we didn't know you needed every single avoda lishma. Like shech the shalol lishma and then do the rest lishma. That's good enough, right? We didn't know that even one avoda shalol lishma is a problem. That's what we didn't know yet. Okay, that is interesting. what's this havamina? That as long as most of the avodos are lishma, it's good enough. I think this havamina makes a lot of sense based on, I know I keep coming back to this, but based on this Rav Elchanan we mentioned, that it's really about achalos and the karbon. It's not about doing the avoda properly. It's about achalos and the karbon. The karbon has to be defined as lishma. Then it makes sense. We know the carbon has to be defined as lishma, but a kol olichach or a rov, right? As long as you mostly do the carbon lishma, that's enough to define lishma. Let's say a shechel lishma. but I do with Kabbalah and Holacha and Zrika Lishma that overrides it and that makes it Lishma. So this is Nicha. I think this makes a lot of sense according to the Derech, that Nicha Lefi Derech Hakobet Shiurim Dizeh Chalos Bechefza Shel Karban Velo B'Maisa Havoda. It was in the Maisa Avoda. Whoever heard, you could do three Avodas kosher and one Avoda puzzle. Really? Like, you know, you could do three Avodos, standing and do the Kabbalah sitting, and that's good enough? That's a little hard to say. But if you say it's better to define the Karban, the Havmina is, as long as you do mostly the Shema that defines the Karban properly, Kamash one is no. Any Pagam in the definition of the Karban is a problem.
How could you even think that? I mean, it's not like shechting. You say you're doing something, you did rove. Over here, each action is a separate entity in itself. There's a mitzvah, even though you have to do everything, but there's a chiyuv to do each thing.
Yes, but according to Rav Chanan, it's not that each avoda needs to be lishma. That's his chah.
No, but they're clearly different. They're different.
Correct, but each avoda has an effect on the identity of the karban. But then you could have said, okay, even though each avoda has an effect on the identity, there's a scale, and more avodos can outweigh less avodos. Not crazy. All right, that's it's a hafmina. Yeah, let's go on to the Gemara. And then the answer might be right. Either shalosh shema is a psul chiyuvi. correct. I guess what Jonathan's saying is maybe if you just need lishma, that's true. If you had lishma at any point, maybe that would be good enough. You don't even need rov. But if it's a psul chiyuvi, then. Then even one time. So here you can ask then, what's the Havmina Maskana? Let's just put this a little better. Lefi Zeh.
We already left the Ruchan and went to the Greeks already.
Yes. Maha Havamina. Amina. Guma. Hamaskana. You could say that the Havamina is just that we need Lishma once. Maskana. Is that Lishma or Shalol Lishma? That's what Jonathan is saying, right? Shalol Lishma is a posel. Or you could have said, what I was saying, is that the Havamina is that you define the Cheftza by, how do you say Mechlol? Mechlol Havodot, like the The all the avodas together. Okay, you define the what?
The collection.
Yeah, you define the cheftza by the entirety of kol ha'avodot, and then the maskana is right. You define the cheftza by the entirety of the avodot, which again are very similar. The maskana might be that no. Each avodah needs to be done with Shema. Okay, there's certainly other possibilities as well, but we'll leave with that. So we might be going from defining the Chefta to defining the Kosher Avodah, or we might be going from a requirement to a Psul, or some combination thereof, continuing the Gemara. Then, we didn't even start. We know the beginning is Zvicha L'Shema. D'Amar Karvim, Zevach Shlomim Karbonot, Zvicha L'Shem Shlomim. Okay. Zevach shlomen, the extra word zevach is not necessary. You could have said him shlomen karbono. Zevach means slaughtering. That shows you need slaughtering of shlomen. What do you mean slaughtering of shlomen? If it's a shlomen and you slaughter it, isn't that slaughtering of shlomen? The answer, no. It needs to be slaughtering l'shem shlomen. When you're slaughtering, you need to be thinking l'shem shlomen. Okay, reasonable drasha. V'dilma, hayu shmayu. They ask a question, right? Any of the Ibn Ezra was sitting here. He would say, Zevach Shlomim is not a drasha for Zvicha L'Shem Shlomim. The name of the karban of Pshuta Shal Mikra is Zevach Shlomim. So, maybe that's the name of the karban, like Pshuta Shal Mikra. The answer is no. Midech Zevach Makrav is Dama Shlomim, and Azorik is Dama Shlomim. Sometimes it calls it only Shlomim. So even if Pshuta, now again, Pshuta Shal Mikra, you'd say, yeah, sometimes it calls it this, sometimes it calls it that. But that's not good enough for Halacha Drash. For drash, if it sometimes calls it one thing and sometimes calls it another thing, then that means there has to be a drasha behind it. So since sometimes just called shlamim, v'lo k'siv zevach, v'ahar k'siv zevach, sh'ma minach sh'li zvich l'shem shlamim. Okay, good, drasha. Ashi chan zvicha, shar vodos minolan. So we know zvicha, but how do we know there are other avodos? V'chi temalev mizvicha. Why can we make a binyan av and extrapolate from zvicha? Mal zvicha shkin nifsal shol shem ochlam v'pesach. No, there are special rules of Pesach. Ish lafi achlo tachosu al haser. The drasha is that tachosu is related to the Aramaic of kos, meaning to shecht. That you have the chef having in mind to feed it lechora to menuyim and ochlim and mulim and tahorim, meaning people are allowed to eat it. If you shecht it, having in mind to feed it entirely to people who can't eat, let's say I say, now what does shlo ochlim mean? Shlo ochlim means people who physically can't eat. Let's say I have, you know, some guy in the ICU who's just not capable of eating, and I say I'm shechting it to feed it to him. Then the Pesach is possible because I shechted it. Shelo
la'ochla. He's a manui.
Even if he's a manui, he's a bayil of Pesach. He's a manui. He's everything except for the fact that he's physically he can't eat. That's the psul. That's the psul of shelo la'ochla. Someone halachically can't eat. That's the psul of shelo la'arelim and l'tmeim. Or if someone's not a member of the karban, then lo la'nui. Of here, lo la'ochla means he physically can't eat, and that's only a psul in shkita. Only shkita is a problem.
He's one of the minuyim?
Yes, even if he's one of the minuyim.
And it for everyone.
Yeah, correct. Let's say, now, again.
If someone gets sick,
no. So, la'ochla v'shalo la'ochla is okay. If I think I'm going to give this Pesach to 20 people and one of them can't eat, that's okay.
Oh.
But if I shift the Pesach only for a guy who can't eat, then it's pasul lagamri. So let's say, for example, 20 people ate this Pesach. But I shechted it, having in mind only to feed it to the one guy who happens to be sick in the ICU and can't eat, then it's pasul. Because I shechted in a way that I didn't, I shechted it with the machshava of inedibility. If I shechted it with the machshava of inedibility, whether it's because I want to feed it to people who don't own it, or I want to feed it to people who are tamei, or who are arel, or who just physically are too sick to eat, then it's pasul. And that's only a psul in shechita, not in the other avodas. Why is it only a psul in shechita? The simple pshat is because shechita is what makes it kosher to eat. So eating is only relevant to the shechita part. After all, when I'm doing the other avodas, who cares who's going to eat it? That's not the part that's relevant to the eating. It's the shechita that's relevant to the eating because you can only eat shechted meat. Although there is another possibility as well, which I'll come back to.
Is Rashi learned from the Tachosu?
Yes. Because Tachosu, the drash, the pshat of Tachosu, which we also darshan pshat, is milashon michsat, which in lashon mikra means a count, right? Eis michsata erkecha. V'lakachu shchino akorol beiso b'michsat nefashot. Meaning, Tachosu, you have to count yourself in. But the drash is tachosu is to shecht, because kos in Aramaic means to shecht, so the drash is that there's only psul in shechita. So therefore, we see shechita is more chomer, because it's full shalim shalim oklam and pesach, so you can't learn from shechita, everything else is a percha. Ela, makrav ha-makrav is dam ha-shlamim, shtik ha-bol shem shlamim, makrav is dam ha-shlamim. We know that makrav, again, this is also not pshuta shal mikra. Pshuta shal mikra, what does it mean, makrav? To bring it closer to the Mizbeach somehow. But the drash, we'll see later on, that makrav means Kabbalah. Right? Remember, there are four avodos, right? You have to shecht an animal, catch the blood in the kli shavreis, carry the blood to the Mizbeach and pour it on the Mizbeach, or throw it, or whatever the proper methodology is. So, we'll see there's a drash that makrav means Kabbalah. So therefore, why did it say makrav is dam ha-shlamim? It's an extra word. It could have said a makrav is hadam, or damo. We know we're talking about a shlamim. It's the paragraph. So the extra word shlamim means that kabbalah is v'lashem shlamim. It has to be l'shem shlamim. Fine. V'lichter achonim kabbalah v'leil shchita mina. Why can't it only write kabbalah and learn shchita from kabbalah? Mishum the ikla meifrach mal kabbalah shem tzula bazar v'isha. Kabbalah is more chomer because it's puzzled by zar and isha, while everyone's kosher to shecht. And therefore, we couldn't have learned shchita from kabbalah or kabbalah from shchita. Ashken shchita kabbalah is rika minalan. We have shchita in kabbalah. How do we know it's rika? Interestingly, by the way, just if you think of, like, what is the chumrah of shechita, what is the chumrah of Kabbalah, the chumrah, this depends on why only shechita is poshul shem ochlim b'pesach. You could say, and I have no proof for any of this, that it's because achila has to do with shechita, because you can't eat unslaughtered meat, right? We still shecht nowadays to eat, right? Or you could say, no, because shechita is what really defines the karban. Shechita is what's mekadesh the karban. We all know a karban is more kadosh after shechita than before shechita. Well, because or it seems to be the achronim assuming, because after shechita, it now has more chumers of kachin, like there's a psul of lina if it's left overnight. There's a psul, that if a mechusa kipurim touches it, it becomes pasul, etc. We know by other things. Once you put them in kli shareis, they now become more kadosh, and they're hochshur lipasel b'tfil yom mechusik purim l'lina, same for shechita. So it might be that shechita is really what's mekadosh this karban. Shechita, what makes this from an animal that happens to belong to hektish into something that's a karban l'mizbeach. Some of the achronim actually have a phrase that it's hektish until shechita, but after shechita, it's a karban. So if you say shechita really sets the identity of this object, there's even a Gemara later on that says, Bezdin made its night. In the carbon of Seber, Shechita defines it as whatever Bezdin says it is. If you say Shechita defines it, the object, then you could go back to our question, what's the nature of Lashma? If the nature of if you only had a soul by Shechita, maybe that's because it's about defining the object. Shechita defines the object more than anything else. That's why it's post-social issue of Oakland to Pesach. If you say it's about doing the Avoda properly, then Kabbalah needs to be done properly more than Shechita, because it needs culling. And it's possible Zarva Isha. So there might be two different perspectives here. The Havmin of only Shechita is defining the Chefza. The Havmin of only Kabbalah is doing the Amaisa Avoda properly. Once we have them both, what's the Maskana? That is ambiguous. Okay, let's go. Agav, there is a fascinating Shita of Gubetzis here before we continue. It says, Kabbalah is more Chomer because it's possible Zarva Isha. What does the Shita of Gubetzis say?
Zar.
He erases Isha, okay? That nowadays, after a lot of trouble, you start erasing Isha from your books and you get protests. But the Shita Gemetza says, erase Isha. Even though it's not a picture, just the word.
They would like this.
They
would like this, that you take away the
psalm. So you take away Isha. Now, here's an interesting question. Why do the Shita Gemetza feel the need to take away Isha? Let's make one thing very clear. It's not because he thinks that Isha is kosher for Kabbalah. It's abundantly clear all over Shas that Isha is possible for Kabbalah. For example, in Kiddush and Daflam and Vav, it says, these are all the things that men can do and women can't, and one of them is Kabbalah. Right? Very, very clear, because it says, B'nei Aaron, not B'nos Aaron. So why does Shitin Gvetzes erase Isha? So here you can have two ways. You could say he erased Isha just because why do you need two things? One is enough. Like, just why waste space on, after all, who needs two perichas? Isn't one pericha good enough? So you could say, he just says, let's tighten the language a little. I'm not convinced that really, he would do it just to tighten the language. It would be more attractive to say he did it because he had a conceptual reason behind it. Okay, what would his conceptual reason be for erasing Isha?
She's a Zar.
Because she's already included in Zar. There is no soul of Isha. And Isha is just a hefitensi of Zar. In which case, we might then have a fundamental lundish machlokas here. Our Girsa says there's two psulim, Zar and Isha. And Isha is not a Zar, a Zar is not an Isha, they're two different psulim. While the Shita Gemetzes says, no, there's only one psul of Zar. And there's one psul of Zar, and there are two attempts, two examples of Zar. One example of Zar is a man who didn't come from Aaron, and another example of Zar is a woman. Right?
Even if she came
from Aaron. Right? So, if someone wants to say, no, it's usher to say lundus here, the Shita Gemetzes are just tightening up the language and didn't really mean that there's anything halachic behind it, you have the right to do so. You won't be my best friend. But the simple shot is, here's the question of the psul Isha la'avonda. You could say that she's bechlal zar. Or you could say that no, a bas kohen is not a zar, but there's a separate psul of Isha. That's an interesting question. Is Isha a separate psul, or is it just a hefitensi of zar? Theoretically, if someone wants to say they're both true, she's a zar and there's a separate psul, you could, but there's no need to. Now, this l'chora is a matter of our girsa.
We could be arrested, but we could say she's like a
Malach Mu. I never said that.
We could get arrested for that.
Yeah, no, but besides getting arrested, I don't think it's true. I don't think it's logically attractive.
Is there another one also? Like, she's closer to Gadim?
So the Tosfos asked that question, isn't she mechus begadim? And has two answers. One of his answers, the funny answer, says, no, she wore the begadim. It's such a good answer that you wonder what the question was. Okay, but that wouldn't necessarily, maybe the question based on the silvash. Anyway, or Tosfos says maybe she's potter from the begadim. But what's the girsa? So our girsa is, what's our girsa? Is Shekein Psula Bizar Ve'isha. Shekein Psula Bizar Ve'isha. While the Shitin Gubetzes Yersa is that you only have Bizar and you don't have Ve'isha. Now, this seems to be a Machlokas Rishonim. Says the Rambam very clearly in Bias Mikdash Perek Tes. He says, Azar is Pasul Avodah, and what's the definition of Azar? The Rambam could not be more clear if he tried. What does the Rambam say is the definition of a zar? Kol she'eino mibnei Aaron hazacharim. I didn't even turn to it, but I'm pretty sure that's the lashon. He says, "Ezo zar kol she'eino mizera Aaron hazacharim. Whoever is not zera Aaron hazacharim is a zar." Meaning, very very clear, zera Aaron akevos is a zar. Right. This is the Rambam, who says, Ezehu zar, kol she'eino, mi b'nei Aaron hazachorim. Very clear, he holds that an isha is a zar. However, they point out that the Sefer HaChinuch, which is funny, because the Sefer HaChinuch had the Rambam, meaning, Sefer HaChinuch, not that he had the Rambam, he took the Rambam very seriously. He based his whole Sefer on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, and he also quotes the Rambam Mishnah Torah all the time. The Rambam was clearly on his radar screen. And he says, you know, meaning if the Sefer HaChinuch gave a formulation that was subtly different than, you know, than a Tosfos somewhere, then I might say, okay, he didn't care. But if he gives a formulation subtly different than Rambam, he might have meant to. He says, Shelo yavod zar b'mikdash kolomer kol misha eino mizera aron. Okay, you don't know, right? You can't be sure, but maybe the Mashmos of the HaChinuch, who says, what's he say again? Kolomar kol mi she'eino mizera aron. Kolomar kol mi she'eino mizera aron. Especially in light of the fact that he had a Rambam, said Keter Aron has a chorin. He says kol mi she'eino mizera aron. Sounds like. excuse me. He thinks that no, a woman's not a czar. She's mizera aron. Ah, she's possible anyway. That's not because she's a czar. Especially at the end, he says, this mitzvah applies to men and women. Now, he could have said, like, to men and women, even if they're Mizera Aaron. Right? To men who are not Mizera Aaron, to women who are Mizera Aaron. He had another chance. He said, no, mitzvah applies to men and women. Meaning, I can't do a vote because I'm a czar, and my sister can't do a vote because she's a czar. Right? Both men and women, if they're not Mizera Aaron, are a czar. But a woman who is Mizera Aaron sounds like she's not a czar. So it sounds like the Chinuch would like our Girsa, and the Rambam would like the Shidim Gebetz's Girsa. Is there a Nafgamina to this Chakira? So the Nafgamina is the famous suffix, the Prima Gadim, right? The Prima Gadim in his Sefer Parshas Drachim, which is, it's a shame. The Parshas Drachim actually did make it into, I think, the latest Bar Ilan, but they only have the main part. They don't have the end part. Of the Derech Mitzvah Sechel, when he discusses like the counting of mitzvahs, he gets onto some tangents. Right, the Prima Gadim wrote many. The Prima Gadim wrote many. I didn't mean the Prima Gadim. I meant the Mishlo Melech, of course. Sorry, I apologize. I meant the Mishlo Melech. The Mishlo Melech wrote many fascinating svarim. The only thing he didn't write is a pirush on the Rambam. But his Talmidim took everything he wrote in different svarim and put it in order of the Rambam and then made it into the Mishnah Melech. He never wrote that. He wrote the words. He just didn't think it was a parish on the Rambam. So if you ever read Mishnah Melech and you wonder, like, how did someone think this was a parish on the Rambam? This is just like long essays which start at a Rambam. And the answer is, you're right. He never wrote this as a parish on the Rambam. But anyway, in the Parshas Drachim, he's in fasting suffix, if a woman does avoda, is she chayiv misim deshamayim or not? Because after all, we know there are many psuli avoda. But how bad they are depends. There are some psuli avoda you're chayiv misim deshamayim, and some psuli avoda you're just pasul. Right? That are just pasul. So each one is different, right? We know, for example, Shtuya Yayin and Shiluach Chidayim Raglayim and Chosu Bigadim is Chayiv Misa B'dei Shamayim. But for example, an One is possible, but not Chayiv Misa B'dei Shamayim. So Zar is Chayiv Misa B'dei Shamayim. How about a Bas Kohen? How about an Isha? Is she Chayiv Misa B'dei Shamayim or not? The Prima God, the Mishnah Melech, what I keep saying that in the Parshas Drachim, famously asked that question and leaves that without analysis. The Minchas Chinuch came and gave the obvious analysis and says the Minchas Chinuch that it depends on, right, Chiyuv Misa Bidei Shamayim for an Isha who does Avoda. The says the Minchas Chinuch, obviously, if she's B'chol Zar, then she's Chayeves Misa, because she's a Zar. And if she's not a Zar, she's just another soul. A Stam soul is not Chayev Misa. So in the Asman Doraiser, Yusuf Engel, figure out, is a Stam soul Avoda, do they violate Maseh or a Lav? Is it just an Isra Asay to not do a Voda properly, or is it a Lav to do a Voda wrong? But either way, you're not Chayev Misa B'dei Shamayim, right? So she violates either an Asay or a Lav, probably just an Asay, right? And that would be the concrete nafkamina. What if, Miss Cohen does a vote in the Beis HaMikdash, would she be Chayev Misa B'dei Shamayim or not? So that depends if she's a Zara or if just a different soul. Though either way, what she does is wrong. And Tosfos says, and all the Akronim accept, that even B'dievet, it's Pasul's the Avoda. The Gemara never says explicitly it even Pasul's the Avoda. But let's assume Tosfos has a Diuk that Pasul's the Avoda. But would she be Misa B'dei Shamayim or not? That is not clear. The truth is, I don't think it even says. It implies in Shas a few places she possibly voted, so we won't put that as an afkamina. Yes, Morty.
Except for the Shita, though, the other things, she would have to be inside the Azara to do it. Could she be there?
The Gemara does say, Isha Bazar Minayin. What's a woman doing in the Azara? But the Gemara does the question and answers that, okay, maybe she came. It wasn't common for women to be in the Azara, but there's no formal prohibition for women to enter the Azara. I know we talk about the Azara's Nashim, etc. That was in terms of what was commonly done.
There was a Takana also.
Yeah, but even that Takana wasn't necessarily an Isser. It's not like a Maisa Avir for a woman to enter the Azara. It's just not the normal way that things work.
Couldn't you do the Smichas Korbanos in the Azara?
At least her hands. Yeah, okay, that depends if women do smicha or not. Mm-hmm. Okay, as we know, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and elsewhere has a whole sugya, machlok stanam, about smicha for women. Not the kind they talk about nowadays, but the kachim kind. Right, Sota, for example, is a classic example of a woman in the Azara, who Davka has to be in the Azara, correct? Anyway, that's not a problem, meaning there's no absolute prohibition for a woman to be in the Azara. It sounds like it was more just pastished, or maybe like some sort of takana, but even that takana was not an absolute. There's a few places where it talks about a woman being in the Azara.
What was the Tikkun Gadol? That was
The Tikkun Gadol was in the Ezra's Nashim. Before the Tikkun Gadol, they mingled in the Ezra's Nashim, not in the Azara. Keep in mind, the Ezra's Nashim doesn't mean what we call.
Right.
It doesn't mean it was the women's section. The Ezra's Nashim just means the section where both women and men would come. This is a classic Hakira. It would work nicely, the Shitase, something just tied into something we discussed this year. Remember last summer we had a whole discussion of what about an Abama is a woman Chayiv or Pater. If you recall, we had a brief discussion of that last summer. But that doesn't necessarily have to do with this. You could say that, if a woman is a Zar, she still might or might not be kosher in Abama. And if a woman is even a Psol Isha in the Mikdash, still might or might not be kosher in Abama. Just because there's Psol in the Mikdash doesn't prove with the name of Abama. This might tie into a sort of parallel that is connected, is what about the status of a woman for other things than Avoda? Right? What about status of Isha for other Dine Kahuna? Now, for most of these, we don't have much ambiguity. Clearly, she's allowed to be metamal lemesim. Clearly, she's allowed to eat truma. But the question here becomes, what do we have in machlokas this year that we analyze from the other angle? Pidyon aven. Now, how about a bas kohen for pidyon aven? Can a bas kohen do pidyon aven? We analyze that during the year from the pidyon aven perspective. But we saw, remember the Rambam works out very well, the Shitase, says the Rambam, she cannot do pidyon haben. Only Kohen Zohar can do pidyon haben. And who remembers who argued on the Rambam? Says, of course, a bas kohen can do pidyon haben. And he went further and said, even if she marries a Yisrael. You're giving me chalish tzadas here. Who held that? I'm going to have to give a what my kids call a remez. And even you can even give the pidyon haben to her husband on her behalf, if her husband's a Yisrael. I might cry. Tosos stuff chesam and aleph. Tosos asked the famous kasha: how could Rav Kahana take a suitor for pidyon haben? Isn't there gemara in Pesachim that says Rav Kahana is not really a kohen? So he answered, there might have been two Rav Kahanas. Or Bishvil Ishto Hayolokeach, he took pidyon haben for his wife. His wife is a bas kohen. She's the one who did the pidyon haben. So this is the sheet of Tosfos. Tosfos says a bas kohen can do pidyon haben. During the year we analyzed, we said this might have to do with what pidyon haben is. If it's just stam matana, then sure, give it to anyone. If you're really being kohen, then you're real kohen. But it could also be Raman Lashitase about the status of about the status of a bas kohen, right? Even though bas kohen eats truma, okay, a slave of a kohen also eats truma. Now, it may not be powerful. A slave of the kohen, the kohen has a financial interest in him eating truma, as opposed to the daughter of a kohen, whose father might have died 50 years ago and had no financial interest, and she has her own business. But nonetheless, we see eating truma is a very low standard, right? The behemoth of a kohen can eat truma. Although maybe there's only meter up on it. Maybe that's my look. The Rambam says, no. A bas kohen might share some of her father's, might be able to eat her father's food, but she's not really a kohen. Can't do pidyon haben. Maybe Tosfos holds more, like say for a chinuch, she is really a kohen. She can't do avoda, because avoda needs a zachar. But maybe, she can do pidyon haben.
Maybe the Zerah, the Chaim.
And again, I mean, of course, I mean for her kid. I mean, as the kohen.
She doesn't have to give the Zerah the kind of cable, but she has certain dinim to whom.
Correct. Okay, so that's why I said this is a parallel. You want to get into the status of bas kohen for everything. It's a very long discussion. But in this parallel, it's just interesting, the Rambam works out nicely with the Shitase. The Rambam holds that Isha is a zar gomer for avoda and holds she can't do pidyon haben. So the Rambam does seem to have a pattern here of excluding women from kahuna, while Tosas and the Chinuch do not.
It's not parallel, is it? Kohen is a bomb loom, can't do avoda, can't do any of this stuff, but he could be Makabel Pidyon haben.
Ah, but even though he can't do avoda, he's not a zar. He's not Chayim Nisim B'Dishamayim for doing avoda. So a kohen who's drunk also can't do avoda. But just because you can't do avoda doesn't mean he's a zar for avoda. Mm-hmm. Right? He's a kohen who happens to have a technical problem. So that doesn't bother me. Okay. It'll only bother me if you told me he was Chayim Nisim B'Dishamayim, he didn't zars. But he's not. Kohen Baal Mom Zachai Misa B'Dishamayim.
I remember Lichtenstein having talked about that there's a Dina Mominus too, that she belongs to the Shevet Kohanim.
Okay.
That's another thing.
Correct. And that's sort of the other way of analyzing this Tosfos and Rambam. It's a question whether the pidyon haben is mominous or is a real hafkas kedusha. Okay, so let's leave that for now and go on to the Gemara. The Gemara now goes through all the perichas back and forth. Says the Gemara, we so far got Shechit and Kabbalah. So the question is, we have a few minutes left. So Ashkan Shechit and Kabbalah, Zerika Minolan. How do we know Zerika needs to be Lishma? If you say learn Shechit and Kabbalah, Ma'ala Hani Shechit and Kabbalah. No, Shechit and Kabbalah more chomer. They need to be done B'Tzafon for Kachi Kachi. Right, remember? Kachi Kadashim Shechit Asam B'Tzafon. Right, Parvizor Shayama Kippurim Shechit Asam B'Tzafon. Rekibo Daman Mechli Shareith B'Tzafon. And that's it. The rest is not B'Tzafon. So, they're more chomer. And the V'yeshna b'chatos ha'pnimios. They apply even right chatos ha'pnimios, so where you sprinkle the blood inside the mikdash. That's only the parvasara and Yom Kippur, and the par helem dover shel tzibur and the sara vodazara if the whole tzibur does aveira, or the par koin mashiach and the koin gadol does aveira. So we say, what do we mean from here? Of course, everything you put the blood somewhere. The question is, do you put the blood on the mizbeach hachitzon? Says no. By zrika, everything has some place you sprinkle the blood, but by zrika, there's regular korbanos, meaning everything but a chatas, and 99% of all chatases, which are chatas chitzonios, you put the blood in the mizbeach hachitzon. There's one kind of zrika. By chatas pnimis, there's a different kind of zrika. So we see you can't learn from shchit and kabbalah. Everything needs the same shchit and kabbalah. How can you learn from that for zrika that there's different kinds of zrikas, and each kind of zrika is only for some korbanos? You can't learn from something that applies to all karbanos to something that only applies to some karbanos. Fascinatingly, the Gemara here assumes that it's not like it's all one big zrika with just some slight detail, technical difference as to where you do it. The Gemara assumes that those zrikas are the zrika of regular karbanos and hazos of chatos primios are two totally different procedures. And therefore, they're each more kal, because they each only apply to some karbanos. Okay, so shchit and kabbalah means safon, only by kachi kachim, and apply to all karbanos, as opposed to zrika, which doesn't need safon, which only applies in the regular form to some karbanos. And then there's a different one that applies to other karbanos. So how do we know? So the answer is, so we can't learn a binyan av. So the answer is, elam akra, hazorik is dama shlom, shay zrika, l'shem shlom. And again, it could have said hazorik is damo, or hazorik is hadam. Why the expert shlom? So the zrika has to be l'shem shlom. The left of our zrika, blay l'fmi. Now, why can we learn from zrika? We should be, l'me f'rach ma'la zrika, jen chayva l'zar misa. No, maybe zrika is more chomer. A zar is only, remember I just said misa b'shamayim, you're only chayva misa b'shamayim for zrika, not for shchita, kabbalah, and holacha. A zar is kosher for shchita, but he's not chayv misa for kabbalah and holacha, it's just an iser. So therefore, we see that zrika is more chomer, and why? Because it's the finality. You actually make it a kosher karban then. Ashkan kulu. So fine, now we have a separate pasuk for shchita, kabbalah, and holacha, but holacha minal. And how do we know carrying it between the holacha and the zrika? Also, you can't learn it from the others because the others are absolutely necessary, but holacha, You don't need to do halacha. You could just shecht it next to the mizbeach, and then it'll already be in the right place. So the answer is, it says, clearly, if you look in that pasuk, it says, you bring it to the mizbeach, and then you burn it. So the bringing it means the carrying it. And therefore, the ivarim are not relevant here. That's after the Dalet Avodos. After the four Avodos of the blood, you then burn the limbs of the Mizbeach. But the point is that Hakrava is a Lashon of Halacha. In Pshuto Shel Mikra, many Psukim Hakrava sounds like Halacha. You actually bring it closer. Betanya v'krivu zeh kabal sadam. But the Brisa says that when it says v'krivu b'nei Aronos Adam ilav, that means Kabbalah Sadam. Right? Now this drush is unclear how they know that. How do they know that v'krivu sadam means Kabbalah and not halacha? So there are two opinions. Shidu Gubetzer deals with others. Either maybe it's a drush that has v'shachat v'hikrivu, and the thing done right after shchita is kabbalah, or maybe because the pasuk is saying what you need to do, and you don't need to do halacha. After all, you could shecht it next to the mizbeach, so it must refer to kabbalah. For some reason, we have a drush that v'hikrivu refers to kabbalah. That's what we had earlier. We interpreted the word hikrivu as kabbalah. So now we have a tricky thing. Alpi drush v'hikrivu means kabbalah sadam. But Havei Krivu also is a Lashon of Halacha. So why would the same root word mean two things? The answer is, the Torah chooses to refer to Kabbalah using a language that in the simple pshat means Halacha, to equate them. Basically, the Torah uses Alpi, Torah Sheval Peh. This root word, Havei Krivu, means Halacha in the simple pshat in some psukim, but in other psukim is darshan to mean Kabbalah. That shows that halacha and kabbalah are equated, and therefore halacha should not be different than the general rules of kabbalah. So since kabbalah needs lishma, halacha needs lishma. Not because it has its own pasuk for lishma, but because it is a general equation to kabbalah. Okay, v'ashvan shinu kodesh, shinu bailim minala. Now we have all four avodos shinu kodesh. But how do we know shinu bailim? So the answer is, Amar Pinchas b'Rami, Amar Kra, uvesar zevach todash lamav, shtei zvi kol l'shem todah. Again, it didn't have to say the word Zevach. Why the extra word Zevach? And again, if you'll say it's because the name of it is Zevach Toda, or other something where it just says Toda, so we already know that routine. So what's the extra word? Zevach shows the Shechita needs to be a Shechita of Toda, means Shechita L'Shem Toda. Ah, but that's for Shinu Kodesh. No, Meinu Inna L'Shinu Kodesh, Tanafkalim Yehasam, but you don't need it for Shinu Kodesh, because we already learned it earlier. And we'll see later on that what applies to Shlom applies to Toda. Tanehu Inyan L'Shinu Bailam, this is the halachic drash called Meinu Inyan. If it, we don't need it for what it says, we apply it to something similar, and therefore we apply it to Shinu Bailam. What do you mean? You say Todah Shlomav is for the Shema? No, it's for a different drasha. Drasha is if you shech Todah l'shem Shlomim, it's okay. If you shech Shlomim l'shem Todah, it's not. Why? Because a Todah is a Shlomim, but a Shlomim is not a Todah. A Todah is a subset of Shlomim. So every Todah is a Shlomim, but every Shlomim is not a Todah. How do we know every Todah is a Shlomim and every Shlomim is not a Todah? It says Todah Shlomav, the Todah kind of Shlomim, which shows that Todah is a kind of Shlomim. This is all Pshuta Shlomikra. You read the open up the Chumash, it seems like there's Shlomim, and then some Shlomim, one particular type of Shlomim is Todah. So therefore, a Todah really is a Shlomim, but a Stam Shlomim is not a Todah. That's Pashup Shach, and that's what we need it for. So the answer is no, Anami Zevach Kamin, and that's the drush from Todah Shlomah. But why do you need the extra word Zevach? We are darshing from the word Zevach, the Shchito L'Shem Bailim. Ava Katim Baile, Chatzaz V'Ashem Minayim Tam L'Over Zevach. No, we need it for something else. The Pshat of that Pasuk is talking about, if you have it, it was 100, it says on the side, Ubisar Zevach Todah Shlomah B'Yom Hakrivos of Chol Yachel, no, Biyom Karbono Yachel, Lo Yanich Minu Ad Boker, something like that.
Exactly.
Thank you. So it says you can only eat it one day. A Shlomim could be 2 days. A Toda only one day. How do we know you can only eat a Chatas and Asham one day? The extra word Zevach is Meir, but Chatas for Asham is only one day. So you need Zevach, Larabos, that Chatas for Asham can only be eaten one day, which it doesn't say explicitly in the Chumash. Imke Nikrova Besar Toda Shlomav Zevach. No. Then it could have said Besar Toda Shlomav Zevach. And then Zevach would have added Chatas and Asham. My Zevach, right? It's not exactly clear what the right Girsa is. But seems to be the intention is that it could have said Zevach after Todah Shlomav. Why did it have to say Zevach before Todah Shlomav? Shvaminah, Tarti, to learn two things. That, to learn Zevach has to be L'Shem Todah, because it's like Zevach of Todah, Zevach L'Shem Todah. Tosus explains like how we learn two things. If it had only meant to shech the Zet Shechita L'Shma, it would have said Zevach, Todah, someplace else. Not by one day. If it only meant that Chatzis and Asham eaten one day, it would have said Zevach after Todah Shlomav. Since it says Zevach before Todah Shlomav, and it says that Davka, the Pasuk, refers to eating, it teaches us two things, that you need Shechita L'Shma, and in Eino Inyan, we put in Shinu Baiglim, and that Chatzis and Asham are eaten for one day. Fine, Seder. Ashkan Zvicha, Sharvot Minolim, we only know Shechita L'Shem Baiglim, how do we know other Ravot? Shechitim Leilu B'Zvicha, Mal Zvicha Shem Pol Shem Shem Lochum Pesach. You can't learn from Zvicha, we already know, because Zvicha has a unique Chumrah, that it's Pasuk Shalom Shem Ochlim B'Pesach, and not the other Avodos, so we can't learn from there. So the answer is Nemar Zvicha B'Shinu Kodesh, Nemar Zvicha B'Shinu Bailim. It says Zvicha L'Shma B'Shinu Kodesh, and it says Zvicha B'Shinu Bailim. Ma Zvicha Mor B'Shinu Kodesh Lo Chilak Min Zvicha L'Shar Avodos. Just like when it came to Shinu Kodesh, there's no difference in Zvicha and the other three Avodos. Av Zvicha Mor B'Shinu Bailim Otach L'Bayim Min Zvicha L'Shar Avodos. Likewise in Shinu Bailim, you should not differentiate between Zvicha and other Avodos. The answer is no, we have four Perchas. Ikal Mifrach. We have four perichas. Mal shinu kodesh more chomer in four ways. One is psula b'gufa; it's intrinsic. The yesho ma'arav avodos; it applies to all four avodos. The yesho la'achar misa; and it applies even after the owner dies. Still, you have to. The ola is still an ola. The shlom is still a shlomim. The yesho b'tzibur can be yachin; it applies even to the tzibur. The afal gav the tarti lav davka tarti mia davka. And even though two of these perichas aren't really so good, two of them really are good. Which two aren't good? What do we mean by Shinu Bailim is not an intrinsic soul? Machshava b'yama. Because it's only machshava, it's not physical. So if we said, Shinu Kodesh is more chomer, because Shinu Bailim is not chomer, it's not a physical soul. Shinu Kodesh is not machshava b'yama. Shinu Kodesh is also not physical, it's only mental. Ella came into achshava pasla. Hachanami came into achshava pasla. And if you say, no, Shinu Kodesh is more chomer, once you have the machshava, it's pasla. Shinu Bailim also wants to have Machshavah, it's possible. So therefore, even though we thought that Shinu Kodesh is more intrinsic than Shinu Bailim, in the end we say that's not a valid Pircha because Lamaisa, they're both not physical, and they're both possible. and therefore they're both equivalent. Olav Pinchas Breeder of Mar Dov Yeshinu Bayin Lacher Misa, and even though we said doesn't Kodesh apply even after Misa, but there's no Bayin after Misa, but no, Pinchas Breeder of Mari says the kids are the Bayin now. He says there's still Bayin after Misa. You have to do it for the Yorshim and not for someone else. So, meaning he says you can really inherit Bayin, so therefore there's Bayin even after Misa. So, that's not a good one. Tarti Miyiklo Mifra, there's still two good Pirchas. One of the two good Pirchas, let's review. Number one, the Shinu Kodesh applies to four Avodos, and Shinu Bayim doesn't. And number two, Shinu Kodesh applies to Korban Sibur, but Shinu Bayim doesn't. Why doesn't Shinu Bayim apply to Korban Sibur? So, you could just say, because like, at Sibur is nothing to do with Bayim. That's a different type of Korban. But what Tosa says is no. It's just that, theoretically, maybe you could have thought Shinu Bayim applied to Sibur, but there's no case of Shinu Bayim for Sibur, right? Why? Because if you say, I'm going to shecht it for Morty or Jonathan, then that's not a Shinu Bailam. They're part of the Tzibur. Right? It's not Shinu Bailam to think of part of the Bailam. Only to think of non-Bailam. And if you say, who's not part of the Tzibur? If you say, I'm going to think of a guy, then that's not a problem Shinu Bailam, because we know it's only Shinu Bailam someone who could have been chayiv of this. And the guy's not chayiv in the first place. And therefore, by definition, there's practically no Shinu Bailam for Korban Sibur, that's what Tosa says. So therefore, those are two good Pirchas. Even though there's a Rambam against both of them, but at least they look like two good Pirchas. So the Gemara in the end says, Elam Ravashi Omar Krav and Nirtzalo L'chaper Lav Lo Chaveiro. It says that after you're Zorik the Dam, it becomes accepted to you to atone for him. The Lo Chaveiro L'chaper Lav, the Kaparis be for him and not for his Chaver. How do we know kapara means zrika? Because ki adam hu benefesh shechaper, clearly the kapara comes at the moment of zrika. Therefore, we see the zrika has to be for him and not for his friend. That pasuk is for saying you need l'shem bailam. It isn't for something else. But near to the chaper alav, Rav Shimon Amar esh alav chayev bachriyuso, esh eino alav eino chayev bachriyuso. The drush is alav on him. Whatever is on him, if he says hari alai, then he's chayev in achrayis. Then he absolutely needs to bring it. Whatever he doesn't say already life, he says already zed, then he's not chayiv and achrayas. The amar of Yisrael Dimi, my time, I came to life, I'm totally kasvidam. If he says on me, that means he put the burden on his shoulders. So, meaning, this is the difference between, what do we call this? A lie and hari zed? Neder and nedava, right? Neder hari a lie, if something happens, you have to replace it. Nedava hari zed, if something happens, you don't have to replace it. And where's that darshins? It darshins from the nirtzalo l'chaper alav, meaning the nirtzalo, you need it to be accepted. And if it's not accepted, you haven't fulfilled your obligation. When have you not fulfilled your obligation? If you said alav, a lashon of alai, obviously it's a drash. We darshin from here that you need to have the ritzoy if you said alai, or else you have to bring a new one. We darshin the different neder and a dova. So how can you darshin l'shem bailam? So Ravashi nirtzalo l'chaper gomer. No, from the word alav, we learn that neder is different than dava. The word lo l'chaper, we learn it has to be kapar for him and not for someone else. Achon zvicho zrika, kabbalah minalan. Now we know shchita and zrika. How do we know you need kabbalah l'shem bailam? Chitem alel zvicho zrika. If you say learn kabbalah from the tzad hashav, the common denominator of shchita and zrika, mal zvicho zrika, shein avodosh chayim l'machutz. No, they're more chomer. You're chayiv kares for doing them outside the Beis HaMikdash. You're not chayiv kares for kabbalah outside the Beis HaMikdash. It's not so important. Elam or Rav Ashi asked me El Nazir. We learned from El Nazir. The Tziv as Ayal Tasa Zeva Shlamim. Make the Ayal as Zeva Shlamim. The Yasi Yaso L'Shem Shlamim. Yase is an extra word. It could have just said Ayal Zeva Shlamim. Why say Yase? That means all the doings, everything you do to it has to be L'Shem Shlamim. The main way in L'Shem Kodesh. And if you don't need L'Shem Kodesh because it's a Shlamim, we already know Shlamim has to be L'Shem Shlamim. The Nafgalei Mihasam. We learned from there. Today, L'Shem Bailam shows all the Yasios have to be for the sake of the Bailam. No, the rule of Klal Uprat is that Yas is all the Avodos, Zevach is only Shchita, so the rule of Klal Uprat teaches us only Shchita. Zvicha in Midyach Rina Lo. No, Ik said Yas is Shlom Zevach Kida Amrit. If it had said Yas is Shlom Zevach, you'd be right. So Yas is Zevach Shlomim, Havali Klal Sheinu Mole, Kol Klal Sheinu Mole, and Donos of Klal Uprat. You only use the rule of Klal Uprat if you could have stopped at the Klal. If it had said Yas is Shlomim, you could have stopped. Then Zevach is a prat, you would use that rule. But since Yaseh, before Zevach, doesn't mean anything, Yaseh is meaningless without telling you what you're Oseh, therefore it's called a klal that's incomplete, and for some reason, the rule of klal of prat doesn't apply in that case. In which case, we don't use the rule of klal of prat. Ravina Omar Leon Dovin. Rina says, no, you would use the rule of klal prat. So why don't we restrict it here for a different reason? Lahashem, chazer klal, yase zevach shlomim lahashem. Yase is all the avodos. Zevach is only shchita. Lahashem is everything you do for Hashem. So that's a klal prat of klal. The first klal is not parallel to the second klal. Because the first klal is asios. Asios means only something which is ma'akiv in the korban, the dalet avodos that we keep discussing. The last klal, Hashem, is anything you do to serve Hashem, which includes even things that are not ma'akiv, like pouring the leftover dam on the mizbeach and burning the fats on the mizbeach. So therefore, the two klals are not parallel. You're not allowed to use the rule of klal or part of klal if they're not parallel. The answer is, no, because Tanavir Shmuel darshan the klal uprat klal, even if the two klals aren't parallel. Klal uprat klal, yes, it's not elokein prat, and therefore it's a klal uprat klal. You do something similar to the prat, ma prat mefurish avoda bein the shma, just like shchita is avoda and you need the shma. Avkal avoda bein the shma, all avodas need the shma. Ima prat mefurish avoda chayim lebachutz. No, maybe the prat is only an avoda like shchita that you're chayim for doing outside the Beis HaMikdash. Avkal avoda chayim lebachutz. That maybe that only includes other avodas that are similar to shchita that you're chayim kares for doing the bachutz, which includes shchita v'zrita, and only shchita and zrita. Kabbalah v'alacha, not kabbalah v'alacha, so it hasn't helped us. Inami, or you could darshan, ma prat mefurish davarton tzofon v'yesmachatas pnimios. Maybe it's only things like shchita that need to be tzofon and apply to chatas pnimios. Af kolaton tzofon v'yesmachatas pnimios. Likewise, only things that need tzofon and apply to chatas pnimios, which shchita kabbalah in, you can learn kabbalah. But zrika lo, you can't learn zrika. So the first answer is, Taka, we don't know how to make the klal prat klal. It's the restrictive things that are similar to the prat, but we don't know how. Either similar to the prat of shchita plus rika, similar in that you chayv kares outside, or shchita plus kabbalah, similar in that they're b'tzofen and apply to chatzos pnimis. Since there are two equal possibilities, we darshan them both, and then we get everything. Kabbalah and zrika, and we know we always get holacha free with kabbalah, because they both call b'ikri. Or another way of saying the same thing is each one stands. A funny thing about Zvacha that we don't have, except Kiddushin, for example, said it's not as edited occasionally in the, or for whatever reason, in the Gemara has Lishna Achrina, meaning saying the same thing in different words. Not like a different opinion. So that's something you have in Zvachim. So that's really saying the same thing. Or a second answer is Rika Midravashi Nafga. No, a second answer is there are two possibilities. It could be Shchita plus Zrika or Shchita plus Kabbalah. Since Zrika we learned from Rav Ashi from Vechipa near to Lolachapar love, then that's already covered. So obviously this one is for Kabbalah. Okay, then we're just asked, ask on El Nazar, Shar Shlom Minalan. We only know by El Nazar now that you need Shinu, the Shem Bailam. How do we know by other Shlom? Don't say you learn from El Nazar, because El Nazar has other Karbonos with it, and Shlom doesn't have other Karbonos with it, so it's not as Chomer. So, if so, it could have said, either Zevach Shlomav, or Zevach Shalmei, or Shalmei Zevach, right? Why do you have to say Shlomim with this Lashon of the Mem that emphasized the plural nature of the word? The rabbis call it Shlomim to include all Shlomim. Ashra Shlomim, Sharkal, Kachim, Inalim. Then we only know Shlomim means Lashma. All these Psukim are also all about Shlomim. How do we know other Karbanos? You can't learn Shlomim, it's more Chomer. Shlomim needs Smicha, which not all Karbanos do. Shlomim needs nesachim, the wine with it, and the mincha with it, which not all karbanos do. Shlomim needs tnufas, kazi v'shok. You have to wave the breast and the right hind leg, which no other karbanos do. Only shlomim. So this is the chumrah that's unique to shlomim. Needs tnufas, kazi v'shok. Ela request. So how can we learn from shlomim today? Yal zos atar la ola mincha v'chatzva ashan la milum zemach shlomim kishna kazi v'shlomim mashlom beitchin ukodesh beitchin ubayin bein l'shma afkol beitchin ukodesh beitchin ubayin bein l'shma. Okay, we have a hekesh of all karbanos to shlomim. That's a good hekesh, and therefore we are okay. Okay, so the Gemara seems relatively straightforward. One of the obvious problems of the Gemara, though, is what does it mean when we say Shinoi Kodesh applies to Arba Avodos and Shinoi Bailam doesn't apply to Arba Avodos? After all, Shinoi Bailam sure does apply to Arba Avodos. That's the whole point of our Gemara. So what are Rashi and Tosfos saying? What does it mean that Shinoi Bailam doesn't apply to Arba Avodos? What does it mean it doesn't apply to Arba Avodos? Of course it does.
The token of the Mishma.
Exactly, meaning Shinoi Kodesh It's shchita l'shma stam, kabbal l'shma stam, halacha l'shma stam, and zrika l'shma stam. But shinui bailim is only a problem if you shochet al manas lizrok l'shem acher. If you're makabel, I'm going to ask lizrok l'shem acher. If you're molech, I'm going to ask lizrok l'shem acher. Or if you're zorek l'shem acher. Yes. So, says Rashi and Tosfos, that that's what the Gemara means by it's not ba'arba avodos. That, it is ba'arba avodos, but only if you think about zrika. Why only if you think about zrika? Because the bailim are only connected to the zrika.
Kabbalah here.
Kapara.
What? The kapara. The kapara is with the zrika. The bailim are only connected to the zrika.
Shlamim also have...
They have a ritzoi, let's say. Yeah. Now, where do they get that idea from? How do they know that? They know that from a line that Rav Ashi says in Daf Yudam and Aleph. What does Rav Ashi say? Rav Ashi says, "Im amar harini shokhet l'shem ploni, it's kosher." But if he says, "Harini shokhet lizrok damo l'shem ploni, it's pasul." Right? That's what Rav Ashi says in Daf Yudam and Aleph in the middle. Where do Rav Ashi and Tosfos get this? All it says is, it's not ba'arba avodos. How do they know this whole Torah? It's really, it's in the first line, Daf Yudam Aleph, right in the middle. It's not a problem if you shech l'shem ploni. But, harini shochet lizrok damo l'shem ploni is pasul. So that's very, very explicit. Right? That's very explicit. Rashi, the Tosfos, al pi, the Gemara, and Dalet Amad Aleph, I think, really? And Daf Yudam Aleph say that Shinoi bailim eino be'arba avodos means hareini shochet l'shem ploni is not a shinoi. Hareini shochet lizro damo l'shem ploni is a shinoi because the bailim is only relevant to the zrika because the zrika is what gives kapara. Otherwise, a carbon's a carbon. The bailim's not relevant to shechita. It's relevant to shechita if you think about the zrika. Okay, who disagrees with this?
The Rambam.
The Rambam. It's very hard to say the Rambam would agree with this. The Rambam never says anything of the sort anywhere in the Mishnah Torah. As a matter of fact, the Rambam just says very, very pashut. What does he say? Both in Maisa Karbanos and in Psulei Mukdashin, he says the exact same thing. In Maaser Karbanos, he says, "Kol hazvachim tzorich ovich teyamach shavto l'shem hazevach l'shem baylov b'shas zvicho b'shas kabbalas adam b'shas olachas adam b'shas rikas olam mizbeach." Very, very pashut. He just says, "Yeah, you need to think about the bailim and the type of karbon in these four times." And in Maaser Karbanos, he says pretty. He says very explicitly in the beginning of Tesvav. Not in my scroll, I'm saying in Psulim Mekdashim. He says very explicitly, he says, Ve'echad ha'mashana shim ha'zevach b'shas shchito, b'shas kabbalo, b'shas holocho, o b'zrika, k'mo shebi'arnu. Ketzer lo olo shem chova, k'on sheshachat olo l'shem shlomim, lo olso l'baylim. K'enim shachat olo s'ruvin l'shem shimon, lo olso l'ruvin l'shimon. Just shachat l'shem shimon, lo olso l'ruvin l'shimon. The Rambam totally leaves out this whole idea, right? Says the Rambam, he equates shinoi bailim with shinoi kodesh, and it applies to all four avodos. That's very explicit in the Rambam. Now, the question is, isn't the Rambam against the Gemara? Right? That's the problem. The basic problem is the Rambam seems to be dead against the Gemara. Pashut against the Gemara.
Against Rav Ashi.
Against Rav Ashi and Daf Yud, and against everyone and Daf Dalet. Right? Shin Yeshno B'Dalet Avodos, right? Shinu Kodesh is Dalet Avodos, and Shinu Balam doesn't apply to Dalet Avodos. No? Isn't that against Stam Gemara and Daf Dalet? I thought so. Truth is very tricky, especially since then the Gemara says, well, two pirkos will have Dafka, but this is one of the pirkos that's Dafka. Right? Now, you can add more Gemaras, means the Gemara Pesachim that repeats our Gemara, but say, these are basically two passages. One of them appears more than once. So this is a big problem in the Rambam. But before I solve the problem in the Rambam, I'll just point out that there are many different ways to solve this problem in the Rambam. Many different ways to solve the problem. The Chafetz Chaim, not on the Likutei Halachos I put on the Makoros, later on in Daf Yud, on that line in Daf Yud, he changes his mind and he says, you know what, the Rambam doesn't really disagree with Rashi and Tosos terribly much. He really means the same as Rashi and Tosos. He just means stam person who's thinking L'shem Ploni means Lizrok Dumo L'shem Ploni. And that's all he meant. He really agrees with Rashi and Tosos. He just thinks that if you stam think about Ploni, you're implicitly thinking about Lizrok Dumo L'shem Ploni, and that's why he didn't go into this distinction. Because it's very rare that, I guess he's just saying, like, the Rambam just disagrees, like, what a stam person. If a stam person says, I'm shechting, you know, it should be for Ploni. Rashi and Tosos say that's not a problem. The Rambam say that is a problem, because you really mean the Zrika. Unless you say, I'm shechting that only the Shechita is for Ploni. Okay, I think that's, it's a little hard to stick that into the Rambam. But that's, he denies the Rambam has a unique Shechita. Most people accept that the Rambam has a unique Shechita. If we accept that the Rambam has a unique Shechita, then, first of all, let me just point out, what's the yesod of the Machlokas here, perhaps? I think there's a yesod of the Rambam Shechita. Before we defend him, let's see where he's coming from. Right? What's the yesod of the Machlokas here? The yesod of the Machlokas here seems to be, really, what's the relation, I mean, obviously, what's the relation between Shinui Bayim and Shinui Kodesh? What's the problem of Shinui Bayim? The problem of Shinui Kodesh is you're thinking about the wrong carbon. Right? You're misidentifying this carbon. Right? You're making this carbon into a different carbon. What's the problem of Shinui? What's the problem of Shinui Bayim? So I think that Yesod is this. Says Rashi and Tosfos, Shinui Kodesh says Shinui Kodesh equals wrong identity of the carbon. Shinui Bailim equals, right? There, it's the right identity of the carbon. A shlomim is a shlomim, an ola is an ola. Just the problem is that you want to give kapara to the wrong person. You want to credit the wrong person. Right? So therefore, it's kapara credited to the wrong person.
I
think that's how, and therefore it makes sense. Shinui Kodesh is Dal Ravodos. Shinui Bailim, you have four chances, but they all have to be about Zrika, because the Kapala or Kapara. There is no Kapara in Shechita. And there is no Kapara in Kabbalah. There is no Kapara in Halacha. There's only Kapara in Zrika. But what does the Rambam think?
Well, but the Zrika is done correctly. So what? And then the whole idea is the Kapara. So then why do you care what he thinks about doing the other?
Okay, so you have to say that since the Shah Shechita, he thought he would do the Zrika incorrectly, therefore...
Why is that relevant?
Why is that relevant? It's a good question.
The whole is damaged.
So you have to say that maybe it's just like a psul, that he thought of something improper. Shechita for the wrong person is not even improper. It's just silly. Shechita to be mechaper for Shimon, Shechita is not mechaper for anyone, so that's just silly. That's like saying I'm doing Shechita for my underwear. But if you do Shechita thinking in mind to be Zorik for Ploni, then you really think the Kapara should go to Ploni. And then maybe any bad thought is enough to pass on. Even if it's not the time when it really happens.
Maybe it's not doing any time.
Interesting. But you have to say what you think when you're not doing something maybe is insignificant. That's just thoughts. Anyway, but I want to say in the Rambam something very poshut. Look at the Rambam in Shlomi Mikdashim Yud Gimel. The Nitziv points this out very nicely, that I put on in the brackets. It says, Sholosh machshavos ain't shepostum sarkarbonos. There are three possible machshavos in Psalm Mikdash and Yud Gimel. Ve'elohim, machshavos shinui Hashem, machshavos hamakom, machshavos hazman. Changing the identity, shame means identity, name, or thinking to eat in the wrong time, thinking to eat in the wrong place. What is machshavos shinui Hashem? It says, shogaz zevach shulol lishma, like an ol l'shem shlamim, or l'shem ol of a shlamim, or Shalol Shem Bailov. He has this general category of Shinui Hashem, which includes both Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailov. He calls them both Shinui Hashem. Now, you could have said Stam, but like, he has Shinui makom, machshavas makom is separate from machshavas zman, even though they're similar. Why does he put them together? I think what the Rama might hold is that lanias daiti is that both shinoi kodesh and shinoi bailim are shinoi Hashem, exactly, are the identity of the karbon. The Rama might hold just very simple. Olas Ruvain is a different identity than Olas Shimon. And therefore, if you check Olas Ruvain for Olas Shimon, that's the same as checking Olas Shem Shlomen. It's a different identity. And that's it. Rashi and Tosso thinks Bailam is not in the identity of the Karban. The Rambam thinks Bailam is in the identity of the Karban.
It's on the first Tosso.
What?
The first
Tosso. Ah, precisely. Let me get back there. So, in his, what's the Yisod of Machlokas here is Bailam part of Zehut HaKarban? Rashi and Tosa say no, and the Rambam says yes. And then everything flows. If it's part of the Zehut HaKarban, then of course it applies Dalet Vot Kipshuto. What do you mean? Shchita, I have to have the right carbon in mind. But if it's not part of it, it's just a credit for the carbon, then I can mess up during Shchita, but only if I think about something that Shai have to be credited for, which is Zerika. And then, as Adi pointed out, this might have to do with the first Tosos. Tosos asks in Daf Beis of an Aleph, even though he could have asked in Daf Dalet of an Aleph, and the Shaydim Betzes brings Tosos Toch, I think, who asked in Daf Dalet. How does the Gemara even know there's a Psol Shinu Bailam? How does the Gemara know there's a Psol Shinu Bailam? Our Mishnah only said Shilol Lishman. How does he know there's a Psol Shinu Bailam? So, Rashi and Tosos' first answer say, based on the Mishnah, Daf Mevavam Beis. Then Tosa's second answer says, oh, maybe Lo Lishma also includes Bailam. They said that only works according to a minority of Amoraim and Menachos, so that's not the mainstream answer. So it's just that, basically, Tosos and Rashi, right, Rashi here says that they're asking based on the Tani L'kam, L'shem Shisha Dvarim. Tosos and Rashi both say that, in Tosa in his main answer, Shinu Bailam is not in our Mishnah. Our mission is only Shinu Kodesh. Our mission is not Shinu Bailam. However, Memvot is Shinu Bailam, but our mission is not Shinu Bailam. I'm not so clear. But what I want to say is that Rashi and Tosu Lishitasam. Right? That if you want to say there's an afkamina is...
I think Rambam is clear. Rambam puts in Parash Mishnah on the first Mishnah.
Right, that's true. Does the word, what's it called? Shalol le... Kolos vachem shidduchu shalol lishman, right? Does the word shalol lishman in the first Mishnah include shinoi bailim? Rashi should say no. Because what do you mean? Shinu Bailam is not the identity, and Rashi does say no. And Daf Dalet Aleph, he says it's only based on Daf Mem Vav. Tosfos in the main answer also says no. He says there's minority of Amoraim who think differently, but most Amoraim think Lishma only means Shinu Kodesh. Shinu Bailam comes from Daf Mem Vav. And the Ram in the Perush of Mishnayos, when he sticks Shinu, it's hard to prove. He doesn't say explicitly, but the Mashmos of the Rambam Perush Mishnah is here, since he sticks Shinu Kod, Shinu Bailam into our Mishnah. Of the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnah is yes, and that makes sense, because the Rambam holds the basic identity of the carbon is Bailam plus type of carbon. While Rashi and Tosfos says, no, the basic identity is just type of carbon. The Bailam is a separate point of Kapara. And therefore, that's the yisod of their argument. Okay, what we just have not yet explained is how the Rambam has the right to disagree with our Gemara. Yes, Morty?
Maybe they're talking different cases. There's two possibilities here. One is that one Kohen does all four Avodos, and then it's from, if he does by the Zerika, he has in mind it's Mashpia on everything. But if you have separate Kohanim doing each thing, that each part has to be done totally in the Shema.
Interesting, but there's no hint of that in either Tosfos or the Rambam. So, you know, even if the idea would work out, I don't think you could actually say that in the Rambam. Meaning, there's no hint of that anywhere in the Rambam or the Gemaras. Oh, yes?
I mean, are Rashi and Tosfos using the same definition of Bailam, Kosh, Mishpat, Lanaitse? the Rambam has a new definition.
Okay, I admit that we'll get to Bailam and Karbonos is a funny thing. We'll have to deal with that when it comes to Yerusha, right? Or Yorish, Bailam, and Karbonos.
If I steal a diamond ring, there's no difference whether it's Sarah or the Rivka, except as far as who I have to pay back to. There's no difference in the identity of the ring. A ring is a ring.
Okay.
But here the Rambam is saying there's a difference of Ola Shimon and Ola Ruben.
Because the Bailam is more internal.
Right.
Okay, you're right, exactly. That's Shita the Rambam. The Bailos is more internal to the Karban. It's not just an Ola that happens to be Ruvain's, but an Ola of Ruvain is a fundamentally different Hektish than an Ola of Shimon.
Because the ring is the ring that to do with the person who has it. But the Karban becomes a Karban because of the person who made it.
That's correct. Correct. Okay, we have not yet explained how the Rambam gets out of the Gemara. The hour's a little late, and it'll take us more than a minute or two to do so. So maybe we'll have to pick up Amir Tzashem next time with how the Rambam gets out of this Gemara. And hopefully you've seen a few answers. And then briefly maybe discuss the last point in the sheet. But Be'ikar, next time we are going to go on to the next Gemara, which deals with quite a few interesting things. The next blot, we're not going to do all of it, deals with, A, what's the nature of this kosher ve'ina baratze? Like, why is the carbon kosher if you don't get credit for it? And why do you not get credit for it if it's taka kosher? And also with the difference between asham and other karbanos. So we'll pick up with that Amir Tzashem, let's say Thursday, on Monday. Okay, to be continued. I'll send out Makoros and Richardson. I'll try to even send them out today. But the first part, we're going to do the bottom of Daf Dalad Amid Beis. You know what? The first part we'll just do till the middle of Daf Hayam and Aleph. Which is Yosef Rabbi Zeira. Okay, that'll be the first step. Till the middle of Hayim and Aleph Yosef Rabbi Zeira, because then it's a very long sugya. So start with analyzing that part of the Gemara, Rashi Tosfos.